We continue our learning. Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Urush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Tanis. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Al kol tzara shelo tavo al atzibur masrin aleha chutz mirov geshamim. So on any tzara that we hope does not come on the tzibur, on the congregation, on the community, we are masrin aleha. We blow the shofar concerning that. With one exception, rov geshamim, where there's excessive rain, so that's not a time. If you have a lot of rain, more than we need, even though people are suffering from it, nonetheless, we don't blow the shofar, we don't get involved, we don't fast because of that, because generally speaking, rain is good, rain is blessing, and we don't daven for Hashem to stop rov tova where there's so much good. So the Mishnah then brings a famous story. Master Sharmalo the Choni Hamagel. So there was once a story they told Choni Hamagel, called Magel as the one who made a circle. That's why we call the Chole Magel, as we'll see in the story. And some say no, he was he plastered roofs, and that the trowel, the roll of that you use by the roofer to make the clay smooth, is called a magila. You may know it from Makos. So that's so he's called Magel, and that was his and that's why we called him such an Enechonei Amagel. Either way, the story goes that his palil had a case of Maisa Sha'amulo Lechonei Amagel. They came to him because obviously he's a very pious person. He was noted for his piety, and therefore Hashem would respond and be able to intercede on behalf of the Jewish people. His palil sheyer du geshamim. So they asked him to daven that it rain. Amar lahem tzuvach nisu tanu rei psachim b'shvil shelo yimoku. He said, oh well, you know, it's going to rain a lot now after I start davening, so bring in all of the earthenware ovens that are used for roasting the Korban Pesach, so they don't melt, literally. They don't get ruined. They don't dissolve. So his pali started downing below Yerugushon, but it didn't rain. Me'asa. So what did he do? Ug uga. He made a circle. V'amad v'sochon stood in the middle. V'amar l'fanav. Ribono shel olam banecha samu f'nehem alai. Shani k'ven b'ayis l'fanecha. So he said, Hashem, your children have turned to me, because I'm like a member of your household. Nishbani b'shimcha gadol she'eni zaz mikan ad sh'terachem abanecha. So I swear, he says, that it's by your name, your great name, not moving from here until you have mercy on your children. Of course, you make it rain. So it started to drizzle. Amar lokach shalti elagish me boros shichun moros. It's not what I was asking for. I wanted rain that's going to fill up all the pits, the cisterns, the ditches, the caves. His chilu leir bizaf. So then it came down literally with anger, right? Very, very hard. Amar lokach shalti. Now that's not what I wanted either. Elagish me ratzon. I wanted rain of ratzon to show your acceptance, your desire, goodwill for the people. Bracha unedava, blessing, and of course that of grace. Yardu kisiknon. So then it started raining properly, the way we normally want it to rain. Atchayatsu Yisrael Mishalim laharabayis minei agushamim. Until the Jewish people had to leave Harabai from Yushalayim to Harabayis, they had to go up because of the rain. So it was flooding. So they had to ascend a little bit to a higher elevation. Bov armulo. So they came to him and said, Choni, now same way you daven that it should rain, now please daven that it shouldn't rain. It's the area is now flooded. There's enough rain already. So Amar lahen suru im nimches evan hatoim. So he said, well, let's see, before I do that, why don't you see if the evan hatoim is dissolving. So what's the Evan HaTovim? The Bartanura tells you, Evan Hoysob Yishalayim Shekol Misha Motzei Mitzia Haya Omed Aleha Umachris Mitzia Matzav. It's a very, very tall, very high stone in Yishalayim that anyone who found an object would stand on there and would announce, I found an object, this way people would come. Ubana Ba'aleha, the owner would hopefully come. Venostim Simoneha Venotel Rosa, and it would give a sign and take it. This is discussed in the second parak of Bava Mitzia, where we speak about finding something and how much time does someone have till the next regular, let's say, how much time, because this is where the announcements were made. How much time do I have before I'm able to keep the object because no one is coming? Va'osa Evan Nikres Evan Atom. That Evan was called Evan Tom. Umatasi Kosov adds the baritone, you know, I found the following written. Shahoiso Givoa Mod. It was very, very tall, this stone that people stood on to make these announcements of a Mitzia that they found. Velo Haya Efshar Tisiskasa Big Shamim, Ella Im Kane, Bob Mabula Ola. Olam. It couldn't be covered with rain unless there was a mabul, there was a flood coming. So that's what it means when the Nechori asked, go see if the Evan HaTohim has been washed away. Then I'll stop asking for rain. So it sounds like that's not going to happen, and therefore I'm not going to daven that it stopped. Amalahem. So Shalach lo Shimon ben Shatach. So Shimon ben Shatach said, send the following message to Choni. Il Moli Choni Ata goes Rani Olecho Nidui. If you weren't Choni, I would excommunicate you. I'd place a decree upon you. Why? Because of the way you talked to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What did he do wrong? So you'll say, well, he said, you know, I didn't pray for this kind of rain. He said, said to Hashem. Now that's one explanation. You didn't know, Lokach Sha'alti, and I didn't ask for this kind of rain. The Brice and Tanis on Daf Chav Gimel elaborates a little bit on what Shimon ben Shatach was upset about. He said, you know, in the days of Elio was one who controlled the rain. In the days of Achav, he said that it shouldn't, it's not going to rain. So how do you know, and you asked for rain, how do you know there wasn't a Navi maybe who proclaimed that it should not rain? So if this would be a Chil Hashem, if you would be davening for rain when a Navi proclaimed that it should not rain. So you don't know if there was a Navi who did so. So that's part of why maybe you should potentially be excommunicated. That's what I would do if you weren't Choni. Aval ma'es elocha, says Shimon ben Shatach, but what could I do? He was one of the Zugos, along with Yehuda ben Tabai, after the days, they were the leaders of the Jewish people, after the days of Anshei Knesset Agdola, and there was the Nasi, he was the Nasi, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Beis, and the Gemara Mishnah Chagiga discusses this, has a whole list of the Zugos. So he said, you know, Avamah Eselecha, but what can I do to you? I'm not going to excommunicate you, Shatam Eschate Fnei Amokam, because you are a mischate. So mischate, different explanations. Some claim it's from the word mechte, which means you're young. You're like a child in front of Hashem. The Bar Tanui says misgagea. Right, as if you're a favorite. Hashem, you know, Hashem misses you. Hashem loves you, and you can act this way in front of Hashem. Of course, the simple explanation, which we would assume, is mischate. You are sinning in front of Hashem by pleading with him by the way you're talking, not like this, not like that. But nonetheless, vosel lecha ritzoncha kiveinshu mischate alaviv vosel ritzono. The same way a son, and here you see why mischate may not mean sin. The same way a child is mischate, makes himself like a young child, a favorite for his father, and the father does what he wants, even though the son may do something wrong. Regarding you, the pasuk says, "Yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yolatecha." Pasuk Mishlei Chav Gimel, where it says that your father and mother are glad, v'sagel yolatecha, and she, the one who gave birth to you, is going to rejoice. So, what can I do? This is who you are. Paragimol Mishnah test. Hayu misanin v'yardu lahem gishamim kodem hanetzachama lo yashlimu. So let's say they were fasting from Netzachim, let's say from the morning, and it started, which is what they should be doing, and from Alos rather. So they started fasting, Alos HaShachar, Amor HaShachar, that's when we start fasting. And then what happened? And then it started raining. So think back to all of these gezeiros of these fast days. So we said, oh, you're supposed to fast Monday, Thursday, morning. Okay, so it's Thursday morning, they got up Alos HaShachar, no one's eating, but then it starts to rain. So says the Mishnah, lo yashlimu. If it started raining before sunrise, they don't have to fast at all. When does we assume the fast begins? Now, it's true, we don't eat starting from halos. But the fast is really considered a fast day that it's binding from sunrise, from Netzachama. And that's why if it rains before Netzachama, you don't have to fast anymore. La'achar Netzachama. But if it only starts raining after Netzachama, since you started the day fasting and it hadn't rained and it passed sunrise already, Yashlimu, you have to finish, complete the whole fast. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, different cutoff point. Kodem Chatzos, lo Yashlim. If it starts raining before Chatzos Hayom, you don't have to complete the fast. La'achar Chatzos, but if only starts raining after Chatzos, so then... you yashlim, you have to complete the fast. And Maisa Shagazu Tanis Belod, as a story where an episode where they made Xera of a Tanis to fast in Lod, because it wasn't raining because of a drought. The Yardu Lahem Gishamim Kodem Chatzos, and it started raining before Chatzos. It was after Netzach Hama, but before Chatzos. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfon, Tzu Vichlu Shistu Vasu Yom Tov, go eat and drink and make today like a Yontif. That seemed to follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. It supports his opinion that as long as it rains before Chatzos, you don't have to complete the fast. And they went out and they ate and they drank. They made that day into Yom Tov. And what happened? Bein Harbayim came. They came to Shul in the afternoon, later in the afternoon, and they said Halal Hagadol. What's Halal Hagadol? Not to be confused with the Halal that we say. What we call Halal is Halal HaMitzri, which we say at the Seder and we say on Yom Tovim. Halal Hagadol is the paragraph of Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav. Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Li'Olam Chasdo. Hodu LaElohei HaElohim Ki Li'Olam Chasdo. So those, that long paragraph, which we say, by the way, at the Seder as well, that we also say Halal HaGadol, they read Halal HaGadol in celebration. Why? Because there you have the Pasuk Kuno saying Lechem L'chol Basar Ki Li'Olam Chasdo. And that is, now that they're able to, you gave us food, you give us bread. So therefore, they sang that. Now, why didn't they read the halal? It started raining, so sing halal before achila. The answer is, we don't say halal agadol, el, as the Gemara says, el benefesh sveya uvekeres malea. Has to be that the spirit is satisfied, the body is satisfied, the stomach is full, and then we can say halal. Some hold that this halacha of tanis, let's say the chatzot, before Chatzos, after Chatzos, applies on not only rain, on other tsaros, that if that tsara passed, whatever it is, a plague, whatever it may be, that passed by, the wild animals are not around, so that would apply the same thing, like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tarfon, before Chatzos, so that we don't have to complete the fast. But that the halacha does not, that applies, let's say we're speaking about a tanis tzibur, where we don't want to be matrich the whole tzibur unless we really need to. But if you have an individual who's fasting because of a tzara, even if that tzara, that particular calamity, that personal calamity, passed by, and it's no longer an issue before Chatzos, so then he has to complete the fast, as the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav and Tezayin. Others disagree. No difference between a Yachad and a Tzibur. This is the Ravid's opinion. And therefore, the Halacha would be the same. Aha. The only thing is, it only applies to, according to some, to a Tanis on Gishamim. Other Tzoros, even if it passed by before Chatzos, you have to complete the Tanis. Because you never know, even another Torah, you think it's passed by, you can't be sure. The only thing we can be sure of is if it starts raining, we know obviously that Sarah has passed.